as we continue to react to the news of the day and maybe the news of the offseason, we'll see. We check in with Mike Kliss in discussing Broncos' new general manager, George Payton. Mike is presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Welcome back to the program, Mr. Kliss. Great job in these last handful of days being just step in step with this entire process. What do you make of the way that it all shook out?
Yeah, once they brought him in for the in-person interview, you know, they kind of went dark on everybody, went dark on me and everything. But when you bring the guy in person, you have five, and one guy comes in person, generally that, you know, that's the guy. It's pretty much known he's going to be the guy. So, you know, they had the full tour and all the meetings yesterday at the facility. Ate dinner, broke bread at Elway Steakhouse in Cherry Creek. And, you know, the deal got done. Joe Ellis hammered out a six-year contract with the agent, which, you know, I talked with the agent, and he said that with everything that's kind of going on here, meaning, you know, he didn't say it, but meaning the ownership, you know, it could be a different owner here in a couple of years. 6 years was something they had to have. And that's really the going rate now. You know, Caserio with Houston made it the going rate, a six-year deal last week. Schneider had 2 years left on his deal with Seattle, and he got a five-year extension, so he's now got a seven-year deal. So 6 years, you know, I assume it's for about $30 million, $5 million a pop. That's also the going rate. And I thought the Broncos, of all the candidates they identified, this was the guy that made the most sense because he was the most qualified.
Yeah, Mike, and that's, you know, that's the way, you know, Zach and I looked at it, that he was the most qualified here. And we talked about the Broncos were going to have to pony up and step up in a big way. And I felt like they made that commitment. They had to, and they stepped up to the plate, and they did with the six-year, you know, you're saying around a $30 million contract. I mean, that's a big, big contract to step up to, but they did it. I think they realized the situation they were in, and Joe did a good job of getting the best quality qualified candidate out there.
You know, and the thing is, you know, that everyone talks about the ownership, and what do owners do? You know, owners provide resources. You know, Brown in Cincinnati, you know, you get the feeling that they're always pinching pennies over there. You never got that feeling here with the Broncos, even with the trust, you know, when Pat Bowlen stepped away because of Alzheimer's a few years ago. You know, it was a year and a half later that the field house went up. And, you know, it was a couple of years. And at the same time, the new kitchen, new cafeteria, all the renovations to the building. The trust, you know, they put the revenues back into the team. They're always up against the salary cap. It's not like they've got, you know, they float around with $40 million in cap skate, space every year. You know, they put as much money as they can into the talent, into the resources. Elway was the highest paid GM. They put money into that. Mm-hmm. Fangio's not the highest paid coach, but they paid well for a first-time coach with 30 years of NFL experience. You know, and now to get their guy, their general manager, to kind of restructure, revamp this roster, I think. They got the guy who probably – he's the guy that knows how to do it. Out of all the candidates that were out there, you know, you had some guys where you had maybe some young, fresh ideas, a lot of energy, but they probably don't really know how to do it, you know, their first couple of years. This guy knows how to do it day one, and he will do it day one. And, you know, the big – Zach, you said maybe the biggest news of the offseason, it could get pushed aside if – George Payton goes after a quarterback. That would be the bigger news, I would think. And I think there's a chance that might happen.
Well, it just depends what quarterback. You bring in Andy Dalton, maybe not. You bring in Matthew Stafford, probably, right? So yeah. It just depends what route he wants to go. But he has to do something, right? It's not going to be the same construct as 2020, Drew Lock and Jeff Driscoll. Do you think there's a more likely scenario, one than the other, at that position here within the next couple months?
Well, I'm sure there is, but I don't know it. You know, I don't know George Payton yet. And I do think, based on his history, I can guess, you know, I can guess Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson. If they're in play, I think the Broncos will be players. I'm guessing there. I don't know that. Maybe you go, maybe he decides on a draft pick. You know, those Stafford and Ryan are older. Watson is probably unlikely just because it's hard to believe Houston's going to let him, you know, get away. That's just hard to believe that he'll get that far. But we said that in 2009 when Josh came in and Jay Cutler wound up getting out of here.
Right.
Kind of almost the same situation. So, I can see one of the big guys, the Broncos, getting in play for one of the big guys. If they swing and miss on one of the big guys, then maybe, you know, the new GM has a number 9 overall draft pick. And maybe he goes there, in which case Drew Lock would still probably be the starter in 2021. But there are options, and I would expect him to explore all those options to try to make this team better. Kind of gave us a hint when he said he thinks it's a sleeping giant. I don't think he thinks this team is all that far away from contention.
Mike, you know, there's another spot to be hired here, his right-hand man, you know, Matt Russell's old spot. Are you hearing anything about that job? Is George Payton going to be able to hire that guy? What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, George Payton will hire that guy. And, you know, I've been hearing it, you know, the Broncos, Joe Ellis, and I think George is on board with this. It's going to be, I would be surprised if it's not a diverse hire at that next position. And there's quite a few people to choose from there. And then, you know, really the whole staff, guys, George is in charge of hiring the whole personnel department right now. And we'll see. He's going to interview the Bronco personnel, people that are still on board that worked with Elway and Russell. All the scouts. I bet you Rob Payton has a good chance of sticking. His nephew, he's a scout for the Broncos. But other than that, you know, I'm sure everyone's a little nervous. Upstairs at UC Health Training Center. You know, it doesn't, just from the outside looking in at George Payton, he doesn't look like a guy who's going to make sweeping changes in year one, maybe one or two. Then take a year to assess what he's got and then start putting his fingerprints all over the organization.
Hey, Mike, real quick, did you say his nephew's on the staff?
Yeah, his nephew is a scout, Rob Payton.
Here.
For the Broncos.
Yep, for the Broncos.
Okay. Wow. Didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting yeah. connection.
So he's probably safe is what you were saying. Yeah, wow. Okay. Yeah, he's safe, I would assume.
he better be or you know, the brother and sister, whoever the brother, well, I guess, would have something to say about it.
Yeah, they might not get along though. If they don't get along, he's out.
Mike, let me ask you, from what you know from this process, how much say did Vic Fangio have, and what was his opinions of George Payton, if you have knowledge of that?
What I do know is that George Payton was Vic Fangio's number one guy. Vic wanted this guy. And you can kind of, you know, some of the other candidates like Dave Ziegler, you know, a young up-and-comer, got a little edge to him. You know, I don't know. I just think the experience factor, I think Vic felt more comfortable with Payton. You know, experience likes experience. They believe in it. You know, they know how tough it is to survive in this league, to do a good job in this league. And people can think it, but you got to do it. And I'm sure Vic believes in the fact that Payton has done it to the extent he has. And that's the one he had. Now, I don't think he had the final say authority. I think Elway did, along with Joe Ellis. Those two had it, maybe jointly, maybe John a little bit more. But I think Vic had some influence, and I don't know what percentage to give to Vic Fangio, but he's one reason why Peyton's the general manager today.
And yeah, and Mike, you know, when you look at a guy like George Payton, I think you got a guy that at least I feel like could go to John and not feel like he's you know, beneath John and is just going to do whatever John says. You got a guy that's been around and has done this job for a long time and has been, you know, right close to being a general manager in this league. But my question here, Mike, is, you know, John talked about he wanted to be involved with the big decisions, and Zach and I have been kind of going back and forth with this. What does that entail? What do big decisions for John Elway entail?
You know, first of all, while you were talking there, it just kind of hit me. You know, I think the Broncos and maybe even John Elway might begrudgingly admit this, but George Payton is a better general manager right here today than John Elway is. And the Broncos, I think, have to believe that or we wouldn't be here today.
Right.
They wouldn't have made this change. So George Payton knows how to be a general manager more than John Elway. So whatever those decisions, you know, to date, this was a big one. I do think John's going to step away now. I don't think you'll see him in the office too much. We found out during 2020, you don't really have to be in the office in order to do your job, you know, with the Zooms and laptops and iPads and technology today. John can be at his vacation home or secondary home in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, or Palm Desert, California, and still weigh in on Drew Lock and the quarterback. You know, we have, and I've also said, if there's a coaching decision this year, I don't think there will be. I do think Fangio and Peyton together, I think this is an encouraging day for the Broncos. I think people should be – it's a general manager job, so it's hard to wrap your arms around.
Right.
You know, it's not a player scoring touchdowns.
Right.
You know, it's not a coach making the calls. But I think this is a very, very important step for the Broncos in getting back to playoff contention. I think Broncos country should be excited now about the Peyton Fangio combo, that they can figure it out this offseason, and the team can, if they figure out the quarterback situation and get in a couple cornerbacks, I think this team can, I think it's got a chance to be 10-6 in 2021. They got to do a lot of work on that roster, but I really think Peyton can do good work pretty quickly.
10-6, huh, Mike? Wow.
I think they can get there.
Well, that's not easy to do.
And it would be, you got to remember the starting point. You're talking about doubling your win total, and we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. So,
if you stick with Drew Lock and you give, let's make Drew Lock the base here. He's got another year of development. Let's say Drew Lock is the starter in 2021. And, you know, a lot of people would argue that's, you know, you should go forward with Drew Lock, let's say, in year two of his development, rather than go with a Matt Ryan, who would be better in one for 1 year or 2 years, or Matt Stafford, who might be better for 1 or 2 years. But, the big picture combined with a short-term picture, Drew Lock is still your better option. And with that, you give him a Cortland Sutton. He did play, again, better down the stretch. So he's had a year with Pat Shermer. You give him an offseason. You know, I think if – and obviously he's got to cut down on the turnovers. You know, I going to be a bad schedule. A weaker schedule because of their positioning. Mm-hmm. I mean, people go from 6-10 to 10-6 all the time in the league. Why not the Broncos?
Well, you know, look.
Tough division, Mike. It's going to be, you know, Chargers are going to be better next year. And you got the Chiefs still in the division. So, it's going to be tough.
Darn, you had to bring them up.
Yeah, don't forget about them.
Well,
still get to 10, though. You can do it.
I didn't say 12 and 4.
I know. You're right. They can get there.
But Mike, if you want to look at it optimistically like that, you can. And this is KKFN, KKFN HD1 Longmont Denver. If you want to look at it that way, you can. But let's say
KLIS. Let's KLIS on the head here. Anyway, go ahead.
just say that the 10-6 doesn't happen, right? I think that's more unlikely than going from 5 to 6 wins if you're still rocking with Drew Lock or, you know, whoever, Andy Dalton, whatever, a young quarterback. If the Broncos go 6-10, you just sort of use the phrase the Fangio Peyton like era. Like this is them tied together. If they go 6-10, does Vic Fangio come back for year 4?
Probably not. Nope. Then it becomes Peyton, the Peyton era, and he picks his head coach. That's the way that'll work.
What about 7-9?
I'm saying probably not. I'm saying Vic's going to have to go. You're going to have to. I mean, you have to measure it. You know.
What does it look
like? This year, for instance, 5-11 was a had the caveats of all the injuries right away. You know, with the COVID, they're extenuating circumstances, and they did give Vic somewhat of a pass. I don't think he'll get as much a pass, but if they have devastating injuries again next year and they go 8-8, you know, maybe they do hang in there one more year with Vic. So you kind of have to, you know, but you got to
injuries
see
happen,
some noticeable.
Though, you know, Mike, injuries do
What's
happen
that?
Pretty much. Injuries happen pretty much every year. Now you have the COVID stuff, obviously. Yes, I look at it from a different perspective because of that. But injuries, you know, they happen a lot, and they happen to a lot of teams. And a lot of teams were able to overcome them a little bit more than the Denver Broncos were. So I think you can look at it, and pretty much every year you're going to have injuries.
You know, everyone was saying the 49ers had more injuries. They didn't overcome them. The Dallas Cowboys had more injuries. They didn't overcome them. Those are really the only two teams that had more significant injuries than the Broncos, looking at, you know, IR on salary cap. And Cortland Sutton and Von Miller were flat out the top two players on each side of the ball. And they were gone all year. And I think that was the extenuating circumstance. Now, all of that happened, guys, what we just saw, you know, had they overcome those injuries and they were 9-7 this year, I think John Elway's still the general manager and Matt Russell's still the assistant.
I think
so.
You're right.
Changes were made.
Yep.
So changes were made. They did not put up with another 5-11 season. And so you kind of take this process. You want Vic right now. You want Vic and Peyton to work. If it doesn't, Peyton's not going anywhere for a couple of years. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Not with that 6-year deal. When you got a 6-year deal, it means you're good for 4.
Right.
So
unless a new owner comes in, with big pockets, he it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's possible, which is why, you know, so now, but you know, if the guy wants to go ahead and eat big money right off the bat,
he can do it. But other than that, you're right.
Yeah. Most of these big pocket guys, they still operate within a budget.
Right.
You know,
look at the guy in Carolina, though. He's not really operating within a budget. I mean, he went out and paid Matt Rhule big time money straight out of college, and every other owner was looking at him kind of crazy. I mean, he is spending money over there. So, you know, you will have some that come in and just say, it doesn't matter, whatever it takes. You know, it's an open checkbook here. So, all right, Mike, we appreciate
you,
buddy.
And they do it. Yeah. And they do it for a couple of years, and then they learn. And then that's been my experience covering sports. But you're right.
Hey, Mike, before we let you go, I do have one more for you. What do you think that he comes in and does with Von Miller?
I think he tries to bring him back at a pay cut.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there for now, Mike. Appreciate you, man. And, again, great job on the reporting.
Mike, you're going to get some heat for that. Watch out. They're going to come
after
you.
I'll just say, hey, Vaughn, Stokely and Zach made me say it. So
say Stokely, the other guy. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mike.
See ya.
All right, buddy.